Welcome back, everybody, to Nickel for Your Thoughts. I, Anthony, will be introducing us tonight. We got me, Mike, Pat, Sarav, and we will be starting off this little podcast by talking about our Spotify yearly wraps, 2021 edition. Now, this might not have been the best year for everyone, but guess what? It's always nice to see that little, you know, that little video on Spotify to kind of like cheer up your mood and get your juices flowing, get your mind running a little bit. You know, get hype, get ready, because here it comes. Who would like to go first, boys?
And I think you should go first.
I should go first. Okay.
You got the vibe going.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. You know what?
Keep it going, man. Keep going.
Let me pull it up. I just listened to it, and I took a bunch of screenshots. So.
Well, I just want to see if this is the same for everyone.
Okay.
So on your first slide on the Spotify wrap, it's like it's this, right? It's it just says 2021 wrapped and then yes. Spotify. All right. So on your second slide, everyone's got to be different on this. So it says and action. If 2021 was a movie, you were the main character. What does yours say?
Yeah, mine said exactly that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And what is a movie without a soundtrack?
Okay.
Yes.
Damn, I thought it was
yes,
special.
And then that brings us to our first song, which is our quote unquote the opening credits theme of this movie. And mine was Tootsie Slide by Drake. And I don't understand why.
Because it has to fit the theme.
Yeah, but why Tootsie Slide? I probably listened to that song.
It's not like what you listen to the most. It's like I think it's I don't get it. All right, wait. Pat, what's yours?
Mine was A Decade Under the Influence by Taking Back Sunday, which I like
that's
that song.
That's a good song.
I like that song. But I listen to it. I like that song. Like,
I've never listened to that song.
But really? It's definitely, I wouldn't say it's my opening credits theme.
Damn white. All right. You guys just want me to go through mine, then we go one at a time?
I think we should go slide by slide.
I think we should do it by like each one, and then
so we're comparing.
I want to analyze this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are comparing.
Sarav, what's yours?
We can't hear you, buddy.
We didn't hear you, man.
My bad. I was muted. I don't know why. No, mine was Travis Scott Goosebumps.
That's a good song.
Oh yeah, that's a good opening credit theme.
It was a pretty damn good opening.
Yo, mine is Better Together by Jack Johnson.
I don't know that song.
We can't play it. We can't play it.
No.
Damn.
Just turn up the pitch and make it fast forward.
I honestly don't think I'm gonna know any of the songs that Mike is gonna mention.
I have that feeling too. Yeah. No, you'll know the next one. What's your next one?
So. We just did the opening credits theme, and now we have the song playing as you face off against your rival dance crew.
Oh, mine's different.
Okay.
Well,
mine is the song playing as you proclaim your love in the rain. My movie's a rom-com.
So we all have different movies.
Okay, wait, what are yours?
I don't want to be in a dance battle. It's Workout by J. Cole.
Okay.
That honestly is a song I really enjoy listening to when I'm at the gym working out.
Mine is Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Oh my god. That is, I'm sorry, but Ed Sheeran is an amazing artist. Ed Sheeran is an amazing artist.
He is, absolutely. And I listen to the guy a lot. But
honestly, it's a privilege to have that song as your, what is it? The song that plays when what?
The song playing as you proclaim your love in the rain.
That's completely fine.
It's on. What's that movie? The Notebook.
Is that?
My life is The Notebook.
Your life, your movie is based off the movie The Notebook.
Wait, is this the second slide or the third slide?
Yeah, this is my second slide. What's yours?
Wait, mine is different. Mine's like the opening credits to the movie that you have.
That should be the first
slide. No. Okay. They're on the same story, but it's the second slide.
Yeah.
You know how the thing is broken up? We're still on the second one.
Oh, okay, got you. Let's move to that soundtrack.
Wait, yeah, Sarah, what was your opening theme song?
Oh, the opening theme song was Travis Scott, Goosebumps.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then after that is your, well, what's your, so what's the type of movie you're in?
Hold on. My opening credit themes. My opening credits theme was some random like song. Then I had the song playing as you scored the game winning buzzer beater. this is an Indian song. Yeah, I don't know, right?
It's an Indian song?
It is an Indian song. It's like Indian hype song.
Nice.
So, what about so far, you, Pat? What kind of movie are you in? What kind of movie are you in?
Because I lost mine. I'm pretty sure it was it Joe Lego by Bad Bunny and J Balvin.
What kind of movie are you in?
What kind of movie? Oh, I thought we were saying the Face Off Rival one. Sorry.
Have Face Off Rival.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you and Ant have the same type of playlist.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I got the song playing as you proclaim your love in the rain.
Hey, let's go. What do you have?
Remember it? It's At My Worst by Pink Sweats.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that song? Oh, that's a great song. Pat, please tell me you know that song.
What song? Sorry, I missed it.
At My Worst by Pink Sweats.
No, I don't know that song.
I don't either.
Damn, you guys don't know that song? No,
I'll put it on my list of things to play.
You guys got to listen to it. For our listeners, it's a great song.
For our listeners.
All right, you want to hear the next one?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The song playing as a single tear drops into your reflection in the pond.
Okay, I have that one too.
Yeah, I got that one too.
I Want It by Juice WRLD.
Okay.
I feel so sad and alone now.
No.
Oh my god.
Mine is Welcome to the Black Parade, My Chemical
Romance. Oh, it's a good one.
That's
an
amazing song.
Yes, sir.
That's nice. You know what? That song gets me in my feels every time. And when I sing the first couple verses of it, I am in it, bro. I get into such a great song. I love that song.
I have
like top five.
What are yours?
I have that album on vinyl. Mine is actually similar genre. I have The Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows by Brand New.
Are they newer?
No, that's old. That's like really old, really? Kind of like pop punk. Yeah, like early 2000s.
Do you have the same thing? Single tear drop?
Mm-hmm. Into your the reflection in the pond? Yep.
Yeah. All right, Sarav.
Sarav didn't share.
Mine was Hold On by Justin Bieber.
Oh, dear Lord.
All right. The Biebs.
It started.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm a believer. I like his songs.
Did we all have his haircut at one point in our lives?
I had it before him.
I tried it, but my dad was not going to have it. So he took me to the barber and took it all off.
Damn. Oh, that was a fight with me and my parents.
Oh yeah,
all the time.
Because the long hair.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. The next one.
That's it for me. The next one is the time spent listening.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I got 31,726 minutes.
That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. Ooh, it could have been more.
What was that?
That is it. Yeah. That's around the same amount of time from last year.
What was your number?
31,726, which is apparently more than 84% of the listeners.
Yeah, mine is 25,459, and that's more than 78% of other listeners.
What you got?
I got 24,349.
Sarav, don't tell me you're like 38 or something like that.
That was pretty close. 36,000.
Okay.
What's your statistic?
It's listened more than 86% of other listeners in the United States.
Wow.
Jeez.
I want to be that top 1%.
Yeah, right?
I want to see how much you need to be that top 1%.
Just leave your Spotify running and mute it.
It's going to be like one of those restaurants that just keep their playlist going for 24 hours.
Honestly.
Probs.
Yeah.
For the whole day.
Yeah.
Is this only for people with Spotify Premium, or can you do this with
everyone?
I think it's only premium. This?
Okay.
Yeah, wait, does anyone not have premium?
My sister doesn't, and she also gets it, so it's for everyone.
Got it.
Oh. Yeah, Spotify, if you're listening, you should sponsor us.
We all have premium. You do great things.
Yes. Yeah, my mic is really pissing me off. Like it's not doing anything, but I can see it just dangling there like a back, and it's really bothering me.
It's just so for our listeners that can't see what's happening, Mike decided it was a great idea to reposition his mic, and now he doesn't know how to put it back. So it's kind
of I know how to put it back, but I think I lost a piece when I unscrewed this thing.
Oh no!
He broke it in the process.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Like, look, like it just like dangles. Oh
my god!
All right,
so
fix it.
Yeah, so moving on, my top song of the year was, you know, Tootsie Slide by Drake. Apparently, I've played it a very reasonable 37 times as of right now.
Mine's also 37 times.
Oh, what's your song?
Toto de T.
I'm deleting Tootsie Slide after this. I don't know. Okay, so for Spotify, is it how many times the song comes up or how many times you listen through it completely?
I think it's different.
Yeah. I was going to say completely.
Completely. If that's the case, then there's no way the song is 37 times this year.
I don't know how Christmas music isn't on here. I've been listening to it nonstop since before January. Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, because you still have January through November.
Yeah.
Of literally everything else.
Like, it's nonstop. Like, I listen to it while I'm at work, too. Like,
that's too much. It's way too much.
I love Christmas, man. I love it.
Yo, November, right the day after Thanksgiving is Christmas season. That's what it started off.
Honestly, it's the day after Halloween that everyone starts playing Christmas.
Absolutely.
Music. Really?
Oh, yeah. Because there's no Thanksgiving songs.
Yeah, it's called Christmas music.
Yeah,
isn't there that one Adam Sandler song?
Which one?
The Hanukkah song?
No, he has that too, but I'm pretty sure he has a Thanksgiving song.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't doubt it. Adam Sandler's a clown, but he's a fucking OG. He's OG.
You should have him as a guest.
Yeah, as a what?
You should have him as a guest. You imagine?
Oh, God. That'd be amazing.
Someone hit him up real quick on it through Instagram.
I have some questions for him about some of his performances in the past.
There is a Thanksgiving show for Adam Sandler.
Jack and Jill. I mean, like, movies like The Waterboy.
Oh, absolutely.
There's something wrong with being a water boy. Someone's got to hydrate someone.
Well, it's just like the type of movie. I thought it was questionable. For the time, anyway. Sarav, what's your number one song?
All right. It was played a very reasonable... I don't know why this is very reasonable. Very reasonable 99 times.
Damn.
And it was At My Worst, but Pink Sweats.
Jesus. How many songs do you have on your playlist? Or on your liked songs?
I have a lot on my liked songs.
Okay, yeah, you say a lot, and then you're going to say a number like 400.
99 really? Times? Play it one more time, and then rewatch your...
and see if it says 100.
No, I think it's already done, though.
It's already done.
They accumulated it.
I'm going to have watched it one last time.
Yeah, right?
Or listen to it. All right. Is that it on the slide?
No, Pat.
Yeah,
that's
it. I got to go. Oh. So this is the one you listen to most most times, right?
Your top song of the year, yeah.
Yeah.
Top song. So mine was "Cute Without the E" by Taking Back Sunday with 30 times.
Pat with the punk.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, I'm starting to think that I tried learning the song guitar one time, probably listened to it like 20 times in a day.
That's what I did with At My Best, too.
That
kind of makes sense, yeah. Well, for me, the next slide is my top song, so you want me to read them out?
But that wasn't your only song in your rotation? Wait, hold on. Oh, crap. No, go ahead.
Yeah, my next slide is your top song, so I'll just read them out. Number one, Tootsie Slide by Drake. We already went over that. Number two is Workout by J. Cole. Number three is Luxury by John Bellion. Number four is Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes.
That's a great song.
Throwback. I would not expect it to be on this list.
That's a great
song. And another song I didn't expect to be on this list is number five, Replay by Iaz.
Nice.
I know that one. I just can't remember it. If I hear like the first few beats, I know I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't expect Stereo Hearts or Replay to be here. I expected any John Bellion song. I also expected an AJR song, but I guess...
Yo, AJR and John Bellion are fantastic.
They're fire.
Amazing.
All right, Mike, what you got for us?
I don't want to go.
Why not?
Skip this one.
No,
I want to hear that second one. I want to hear that second one again.
I feel like I'm taking L's left and right.
Come on, listen out.
I thought my listening pleasures was going to be private this year, but... All right. So number one was Todo de Ti. Okay. Number two is Hey Soul Sister by Train. Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Okay.
Number three is I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. Number four, Better Together by Jack Johnson. Number five, 100 Years, Five for Fighting.
Oh my god.
They're a little more mainstream, but they're like soft pop, I guess.
You really are part of a rom-com, aren't you?
I am, man. Like,
Mike is very hopeless romantic. There's nothing wrong with being romantic.
Oh, look at Sarab coming to my rescue.
Listen, I'm a romantic myself, so.
Yeah, let's hear yours. Let's hear yours.
All right. First one is At My Worst by Pink Sweats. Second one is Good Days by SZA. Great song. Third one is Epilogue. I don't know what Epilogue is. I must have heard it like 15 times or something. The fourth one is a song called In Heat. And fifth song is Levitating by Dua Lipa.
That's a good list.
It's a pretty good list, man.
Where's that Indian song?
No, I don't know. It didn't make it on the list, which is kind of surprising because I listened to it at least 100 times.
At least once a day.
Yeah, actually, though, you're probably not wrong. Far from wrong.
Let's hear it, Pat. What you got?
All right, so number one, already said Cute Without the E by Take It Back Sunday. Number two is Miami Ice by Young Gravy. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it's on there. Number three is Jamie All Over by Mayday Parade. Number four is Joey Lango by Bad Bunny. Number five is Mega Man by Lil Wayne.
I like that list.
Yeah.
That's pretty well-rounded.
Yeah.
Pat especially and I are going to Warp Tour this year.
Especially when you throw in that one Spanish song.
What's that?
Especially it's well-rounded, especially when you throw in that one Spanish song.
Yeah, I think I did listen to that song a lot, like over the summer.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Is it one of the songs that just came out, or did it come out a couple years ago already?
So this was the dual album with Bad Bunny and J Balvin. So I think it came out like a year ago, maybe. Because I know he just had a new album come out. Both of them did like this year, so. It's a little
older. Cool.
Yeah.
Fun fact, someone I know actually does TikToks with J Balvin.
Really? Oh, that's awesome.
Drop the name.
No.
Do they want to be a guest?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe I'll ask her. All right.
So all right, next one.
My next one is my audio aura.
Yeah.
Ooh, and my top music moods are hype and nostalgia.
All right.
I can see the nostalgia one.
I see hype because I actually do go through my music. Like, I actually skip songs when I'm at the gym. So that's, you know, like 1.5 to 2 straight hours of hype music.
Yeah.
Because if the song ends up on something like Charlie Puth, I'm skipping it.
What?
No, dang, no, you did Charlie Puth wrong.
Those tears. Those feels is what gets you through the last rep.
No, it's not what gets me through the last rep. Oh, and going back to what you said, Mike, I think your song was, what was it? Dancing in the Rain? When you were dancing in the rain? Or something like that?
What?
One of your first slides is like your song for when you're...
Professing your love in the rain.
Professing your love in the rain. What did you have? What did you have again?
Oh, I got to go all the way back.
Anyway, it was an Ed Sheeran song.
It was an Ed Sheeran song.
Can you check?
It was a. It was Twerkalator. No, just kidding.
It was WAP.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you go back, because I actually thought of another song, and it's also by Ed Sheeran that I think would fit that kind of scene a little bit more better.
Was it perfect?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I also Perfect by Ed Sheeran was for some reason a song that stuck with me for a very long time.
That's the one. Who was it that duetted him?
On that song? Beyonce.
Beyonce? I thought it was Beyonce. I wasn't sure, though.
Beyonce duetted with him in that song?
Yeah. You should listen to it.
It was actually really good.
Okay. I'll listen to that tonight, then, when I'm crying.
It's Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud, yeah. So, yeah, I thought Perfect was a better song for that kind of scenario. That's what came to my head.
Yeah.
So yeah, hype and nostalgia. Mike, what you got for your aura?
Mine was, hold on.
Yo, I'm just tired. Holding
I'll hop
it.
In. Mine was angst and hype. So we got okay. both. We both got hype. So
would you say angst?
Yeah.
Mine what was happy. Oh. Happy angst. And wistful. What the heck does wistful mean?
Wistful?
Yeah.
I also got wistful. I got wistful and nostalgia.
Wistful is having or showing a feeling of vague or regretful longing.
Oh. Damn. Well.
Pat, what did you say was your first one?
Oh, me?
What, yeah.
Oh, angst.
Well, what is that?
It's yeah, definitely referring to like the punk in grunge music. Yeah. It's definitely where it's coming from. Like,
feeling a deep anxiety or dread, typically an unfocused one about the human condition or the state of the world in general.
That's the emo music.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all that Mayday parade, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely that.
Damn, we are some sad people. Okay, but moving on. Like,
I think we have at least one that we share with each other.
Yes, right, I share yeah. hype with Pat.
And then I share nostalgia with you, and I share wistful with Sarav.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't share the wait. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I think that's all the commonalities, right?
Yeah.
Anybody got happy in there? No.
No.
No, we're not.
Dude, no one's happy here.
No.
Right. I got the.
How are you happy? You also got wistful.
That's true. How do you get both of them? What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I go through mood swings.
Talk about bipolar. Alrighty.
Wait, before you go on, there's a song called Bipolar Disorder. It's a pretty good song.
I'm putting it in right now, and I'm going to listen to it after I'm done talking about the next part. The next one is the amount of genres that I've listened to. I don't know if you guys have that same thing.
Wow, yeah, wait, I want to hear how many genres, different genres did you guys listen to?
64.
Damn.
Woo.
What's it called? Bipolar what?
Yeah.
Disorder.
Oh, sorry.
I listened to 56.
I had 58.
That's it. Damn.
What'd you have? Sarava lives on Spotify.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for it? You listen to 122 different genres.
Oh my God. Damn. Wow.
You know what? I did this with my cousins and my sister last year, and one of them did have over 100 genres. And I thought to myself, there are that many genres?
That's what
I
I'm
think
saying.
It's like getting like nitpicky, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like my top five genres when we get to that are like all very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but it's just like the slightest word just makes them different for whatever reason. It's so kind of like saying jazz, but then you have like 10 different, you know, branches of jazz, and that's each a different genre.
No, but let's do that. All right, Pat, what's your top genres?
Okay, so in order, jeez, I hate this text they have, and I can barely read it.
I know, right? It like they shrink it.
Yeah. No,
what do you mean? It says like an actual one. It says it to the right.
Yeah.
So I got pop punk, pop rap. Chicago rap.
Country emo.
It's country punk.
Hey, listen, country people go through.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, yeah, my cow died.
No, it's not like that. It's what's it called? It's math, like music where
it's Midwest Eves as a response to the Washington DC emotional hardcore scene.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's deep.
Emotional and unconventional vocal deliveries, personal and introspective lyrics, and quote unquote twinkly arpeggiated guitar melodies.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of guitar.
Yeah, it's a lot like noodling
for
on
everyone
the...
who I may have offended.
It's a lot like noodling on the guitar. A lot of like explain.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I think you have to demonstrate what this genre is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Play something, and we'll make it our intro.
Okay. Yeah. Our intro will be some Midwest emo. Yeah. Okay.
I think that explains us pretty well.
Yeah.
Give our listeners. Put a sad song as our intro.
Sarav, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go for it. First genre is dance pop.
Okay.
Second, modern Bollywood. Great. Third is pop rap. And fifth is modern rock. Modern rock? Wait, what?
Modern rock. All right.
Yeah, I think
did
that's
you skip from third to fifth?
I thought you were missing one.
No, I said electronica as fourth.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I have two of mine are actually the same as yours.
Ooh.
My first was? Is also no.
Dance pop. Is it dance my, pop?
My first is also dance pop. My second is classic rock. My third is also pop rap.
Modern Bollywood?
No, no stop. My number four is melodic rap, which I don't know. Melodies? Okay, melodic rap. And my fifth is Detroit hip hop. But I don't know what songs classify as Detroit hip hop.
I don't know. Big Sean's from Detroit.
I was gonna say Lil Wayne. Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem.
Oh, he do be from Detroit.
Yep.
8 Mile.
But he's not hip hop though, he's rap.
Oh.
Well, that's I feel like that genre's kinda mixed.
I feel it, yeah.
Oh. You could probably classify both of them sometime here or somewhere.
So I have pop punk, dance pop, OPM, which is I just found out is the Filipino music I listen to, reggaeton, and show tunes.
Reggae,
yeah.
Reggae, damn. Interesting. Okay.
Shabba Ranks.
Who's that? Damn, what's his name?
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. God, I can't believe
that. That's yeah. Eminem, Big Sean, Bad Meets Evil. Wait, that's isn't that?
Bad Meets Evil is like his like side Eminem? Project. Yeah,
yeah,
that was like his side project.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that makes sense. Why Detroit rap? Detroit rap is a top genre for me only because of Eminem. That's how much I listen to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. And then I have a screen recording.
If you're listening to this, it would make Anthony's day if you come on the podcast.
That would make my year. Like, damn, that would make my whole year. If I have no more on the podcast. No, that would make my life if he was on the podcast. What do you mean on my day?
Bro, the next one is actually kind of interesting. I don't think I can figure this out.
It's the tap the false statement one?
It's two truths and a lie.
Yeah. So, well, for me, one of them was...
Yeah.
You wanna go
business was my number one podcast topic of the year. The second one was... Oh my God, why is it playing? The artist who appeared the most in your playlist was Galantis. And my third was the artist you binge listened to the most was Eminem. So obviously that's not
should we guess before you...
I feel like it? I don't know his music taste enough to be able to...
I think we should be able to know because... My first one says business was your number one podcast type of the year, topic of the year. And I've only listened to our podcast, which is technically a business topic.
I believe I did put business as our.
Yeah. So my lie is.
We haven't talked business.
Yeah. My lie is the artist who appeared the most in my playlist was Galantis.
And did then, you get it right?
My truth was the artist you binge listened to the most was Eminem, which is very true.
Hmm.
Say that was my two truths and a lie. Who would like to go next?
I think mine changed since the last time I looked at it because I'm doing it on my phone live.
Okay, yeah, yours did change too, right?
It'll give you different ones every time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
I think
I'm gonna keep doing it until I get one that's not that embarrassing.
No,
change. Mine didn't change. That's bullshit. Oh,
that's good then.
Okay,
like read yours then.
All right. The artist who appeared the most in your playlist was Piano Deuce. The song you binge listened to the most was Wellerman, Sea Shanty.
That's a great song. That's such a good song.
And your number one Spotify playlist of the year was Viva Latino.
Wow.
Ooh, I would have to say it's the first one just because I don't know.
That's the lie.
As a lie, yeah. I don't know who Piano Deuce is.
I would guess that you... Do you listen to a lot of playlists? That was the truth. It's the playlist one. Because you've been...
No, it's the song you binge listened to the most was Wellerman. Because it was...
Yeah, I was about to say.
It was the replay. What is it? I forgot my my most listened to song.
Oh yeah, you did play us one time a mixed version of it, didn't you?
I don't know. Oh, I get a second truth.
Yeah, it's two truths and a lie.
Wait, but it just changed. It just said that it's saying that my truth is the song you binge listened to. Oh, the lie they said was that it was Wellerman. The actual song that I binge listened to the most is Bluebird, the Naruto song.
Yes. Oh, we love to hear it. I don't remember it saying that.
No, so if you stay on it, it'll tell you what the actual truth is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta go back and listen to it then. All right, you guys keep going. I'm gonna mute myself and listen to it.
All right, I'll go. All right. So the first one is the podcast you binge listened to the most was the Joe Rogan Experience. Obviously, a lie. That. Obviously, it's this podcast. So, was it? Oh, this isn't a good one. Your number one Spotify playlist of the year was what? Power Workout. Yeah, that's all right. And the song you binge listened to the most was Golden Days. All right, the last one's definitely the lie because that song like just came out, so I definitely didn't binge listen to it.
Unless,
I mean, I'm hoping. Let's see what the answer is.
He's listening to it right now.
Yeah. Oh wow! Wait, the lie was the workout playlist. That's insane.
Wait, what about the workout playlist?
Yeah, it says that was not listen to playlist for me. It was
go to the gym, Pat.
Yeah, my top listen to playlist was Beast Mode Hip Hop. So
oh, okay, well, that's, that's the same thing,
right? Yeah,
my two truths and a lie changed.
Did it?
Ooh. Yeah. Now a truth is the artist who appeared the most in your playlist was Pink Sweats. Hey. Binge watched, listened to the most with Juice WRLD, but we know that's false because it was Eminem as the truth already.
Huh.
And then the last one, I have to start it over again. Last one was the podcast one again for us.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it changes every time, apparently. Yeah, watch it through, though. You have to watch it all the way through and then start over.
Oh, you have to like close it out and then go back to it?
Yeah.
All right, so... My three were, so first one was the song you binge listened to the most was Epilogue. Okay. The podcast you binge listened to the most was the Showing Brain podcast, which is actually a podcast that one of my frat brothers actually started off. So shout outs to Denzel. and News was your number one podcast. So the lie was the podcast you binge listened to the most was the Showing Brain podcast. And then the podcast that I actually binged was The Daily. Yeah.
Damn, you don't like our podcast?
Yeah, that's like the news podcast from New York Times.
You don't like our podcast?
No, I do. That's coming up next.
Okay.
It's The Daily, you know?
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Is that it? Is that it for this section? Did everyone go?
I think so, yeah. Wait, Mike, did you go? Yeah, you
went. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so next part is the amount of artists you listen to, different artists that you listen to. And I had 451 different artists.
Oh my God. Wait, yeah, I have a different one. Mine is there was one podcast that lived in your head. Yeah,
mine was also a podcast.
Yeah, same.
Oh, interesting.
Damn, Ant. What the heck?
Well, Ant didn't listen to podcasts, he said.
Okay. I've listened to the podcast more than both of you. All three of you, I mean.
No, I mean, but you don't listen to other podcasts.
Oh, right. No, yeah, I don't listen to other podcasts.
Damn.
For me, when I'm listening to Spotify, it's literally just like on a car ride, and I like to keep the mood high. I don't like really like listening to podcasts. I don't like thinking too much when I'm driving. And when I think thoughts to myself.
You can do like comedy podcasts. My top podcast is a comedy podcast.
That's true, but I just like listening to music more to, you know, like get my mind off things as opposed to podcasts. And then also,
yeah, man. I listen to our podcast. What are yours?
We only have like 8 episodes, so I'm not going to listen to the same 8 episodes over and over and
actually,
over.
Actually, I think this is our 10th.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, is it? I mean, think so. Yeah, of course it is.
Wait, are we counting our first?
Oh, we never addressed that on air.
Oh. My bad. Next.
Mine's pretty boring. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. What is it?
My top podcast was The Daily, which is this podcast here. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's The Daily by New York Times. You listen to 162 episodes.
Wow.
Damn.
For a total of 4,060 minutes.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh my god.
The Daily podcast.
What about you, Pat?
Yo, this man obviously gave you a good amount of time. Now it's time for you to give it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Sponsor. Yeah, my top podcast was Joe Rogan. It was at 37 episodes, 5,137 minutes.
Oh, wait, so how long? I was going to say, so how long is each episode or podcast for Joe Rogan as opposed to The Daily?
Joe Rogan's like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, they're long.
Yeah.
And what's The Daily? Daily is 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes.
Oh, maybe I'll start listening to it then. That's quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great for the morning commute.
So mine is actually Hey Babe with Sal Vulcano and Chris DeStefano. That's actually where a lot of my mannerisms that we use in this podcast, I actually get from listening to them so much. Like the whole like shout out thing, like they do that a lot. But like they do it to an extent where like they're shouting out like they'll shout out like the moon or something, like shout out the moon, you know, keeping the waves going, like things like that. Like they do it to an extent, but I love them. They're so funny. So I listened to them. I listened to 49 episodes for a total of 3,306 minutes.
Okay. Substantial.
I guess I listen to podcasts.
All right. Hey man, what's yours? Oh, wait.
451 different artists. I didn't even know I had that many artists. Jesus Christ.
Wait, Pat, yours?
What? I can't hear you guys. What?
Yours was Joe Rogan, right, Pat?
Yeah. What was that? Joe Rogan, yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My next screen is my top artist, which was Eminem. And I was in the top 0.5% of his listeners of the year.
Oh, mine is a.
Wait, mine's
the other with top podcast. Yeah.
Oh, what the heck?
You're missing out, bro.
Yeah, come on, man. Start listening to more podcasts.
Okay. You know what? You guys go ahead and do your thing. Talk about the podcast. Go ahead. What's your next slide then, if it keeps mentioning the podcast?
I think the one after this is the artist.
Yeah.
Is it the list of top artists or is it
Next slide after the podcast list is you listen to 1,051 different artists.
Oh,
jumping the gun here.
So I just didn't have the podcast one. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Wait, Mike, you want to go over your top podcast?
Yeah. So number one is Hey Babe with Sal Vulcano and Chris DeStefano. The second one is Chris DeStefano's podcast by himself. It's Chris DeStefano Presents Chrissy Chaos. Then the one after that is Rotten Mango with Stephanie Sue and her husband. They just talk about like, you know, murder stories and stuff. And after that, it's Haunted Places by Parcast Network and Crime Show by Gimlet. So I guess I have comedy and crime.
Hold on, I think I skipped something.
Comedic crime.
I'm going to mute myself again and listen
comedic
to it.
Crime.
Comedic crime. It's
you want to go? Comedic
crime.
go
ahead, Pat.
All right, sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. but my number one was Joe Rogan. Number two, Tim Dillon Show. And number three, the Bill Burr's podcast, The Morning Show.
Oh, The Morning Show.
The Monday Morning Podcast. Sorry.
I remember now.
What?
My top podcast was ours for two episodes of 135 minutes.
You only listen to two episodes?
I already said it's more than what you guys listen to.
I listen to all.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I've listened to all of them. What are you talking about?
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Finish,
twice.
Oh my god. Yeah, I remember now because the first one, the one that I wasn't a part of, I listened to that when I was waiting at the vet with Aries. And then the second one I listened to, I was on my way back from DC with my mom, and we listened to it on the car ride home.
That's embarrassing.
Which ones? Like Mike said, we haven't addressed this before, but the one that we didn't post. or that we did, but we took down. Because there was sensitive information.
I feel like we might as well just address it now.
Yeah. Okay. If that wasn't a part of it, would you guys like to talk about it?
I mean, all right, fine. For, I guess, our listeners who didn't notice, we actually took down the first episode of our podcast. We got a lot of, I want to say, suggestions from friends and family who've listened to the podcast, and they said that it would be wise to just take it down because of some material that we've presented in that particular episode where it would have been taken down anyway. So might as well take it down before it gets, you know,
any legal actions were taken.
We didn't want to offend anyone, and we wanted to make sure that people are happy to listen to our podcast
and not offended in any way.
Yeah,
it's a family friendly show.
Yeah, so it was that
we
one.
Tried.
That was, yeah,
we tried.
That was the first one I listened to, and the second one I listened to with my mom on the car.
Got to be the Emu War, man.
No,
if it's not the Emu War, what are you doing?
I don't think it was. I think it was the Color Code one.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Get to know each other. I like it.
Yeah, I got some constructive criticism back from my mom.
What did she say?
She'd get a new mic, and I did.
Wait, your mom made you get the new mic?
No, she didn't make me. She said, like, I didn't sound nearly as good as you guys. Like, it was bad. And listening back, yeah, it was bad. It's like a new mic.
We're growing. We're growing. We're learning. We have lessons learned. We're improving.
Shouts out to Mama Grilisha for getting you a new mic.
Heck yeah. She did not get me a new mic. She urged me to get a new mic.
Same thing.
Mama G, we appreciate the constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always trying to do better.
Did you guys, right. Who still has to go with their top artist?
Sarav.
Yeah, that's mine.
Sarav has to do the top podcast. Yeah.
Wait,
did I not?
Yeah.
No, you already did the daily.
Yeah,
the daily but he has one. A list.
Yeah. Oh, you guys have a list? Okay.
Yeah, top five.
All right, daily by New York Times. Number two is actually pretty interesting. Ride the Lightning. Tesla Motors unofficial, so it's like a podcast about like Tesla and that stuff by Ryan McCaffrey.
That's something that I would have guessed.
Yeah,
you do be loving Tesla,
just a little bit.
I can't blame you. It's a great car.
It's so much
innovation.
Yeah, like what other car has? Anyways, we'll get
Audi.
To that. Yeah. Yo, don't. Okay, we're not gonna get that right now.
It's such a good car.
Third was The Journal by The Wall Street Journal. Fourth was NPR News. And the fifth was Today Explained by Fox. Yeah, NPR's pretty good.
This is a lot of news podcasts.
Yeah, I really do. Damn.
Gotta stay informed, up to date, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just look at the news feeds on Snapchat.
What's your source?
Daily Mail,
basically. Some CNN stuff, whatever pops up.
All right.
What's the next one? We can re-include Anthony for the for the artists. Right.
Well, I already did mine.
Did you? How many different artists did you listen to?
Oh, wait. Oh, the list now?
Wait, no.
It's like the first slide.
Yeah, 451.
Okay.
And it was my top artist was Eminem. Being the top 0.5% of his listeners, and I listened to a total of 2,617 minutes.
Damn. Mm-hmm. You guys want to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want
to
go?
So mine just says you listen to 453 different artists.
What do you mean by two?
Let's say 400. Let's say 400.
Sheesh. Mike, what's yours?
Mine is 1,051.
1,051?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Damn, mine was 1,532.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right, so I don't feel weird.
Jesus Christ.
I was going to try to justify why I had so many artists, but
holy
this
shit.
Guy's...
No, I can justify mine, because like all Bollywood music have like six different artists, each of them, so...
You tripled me.
Each all count. So.
You tripled my amount. Jesus
that.
Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, if you look at like Bollywood music, they got like six different like artists
I was gonna say, like, songs. I listen to a lot of playlists made by Spotify, so it's like a lot of different artists and one playlist.
Once one song of a new artist comes up, there's one artist extra.
That is true. Yeah.
What's your guys' top artist?
Let's go. Mine is Train. Your top artist was Train, right? But listen to this. You were in the top 0.1% of their listeners this year.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Does Train even get that many listeners anymore?
Train, if you're listening, I want concert tickets.
You don't have to be part of the podcast. Just give us the concert tickets.
Oh man.
Because you listen to Hey Soul Sister, that's why.
Over and over on repeat.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I'm trying to find out. Oh, they are the number 245th listened to in the world.
Train?
Yeah, 245.
Who?
Train.
Oh.
It's definitely just Hey Soul Sister. That just
No. Actually, yeah, it's their most listened to song. Yeah. And then the second is Drops of Jupiter.
No, I remember that one.
I've never listened to that.
It was on the radio.
They still get 16 million monthly listeners, which is very good.
I am 0.1% of that. What is 0.1% of how many millions? What was it?
Of 16 million.
Jeez.
So what is that, like 160,000? Or 16,000, I mean?
16,000, brother, right?
I did something wrong. Hold on.
You did 0.001.
Yeah, because it's two. It's
yeah, 0.001 times 16 million. That's 160,000, isn't it?
No, 0.001. 0.001, right?
No, no, no.
Or is it just 0.01?
Wait, was your 0.1% or
0.001%? 0.001. It's 0.1%.
And of times 16 million.
Yes, sir. Yes. And that should take you to, I think,
16,000.
Yeah, 16,000.
Yeah.
I'm in the top 16,000 listeners.
Yes. Wow. Give this man a prize. So, Rob, what was the name of that one? Bipolar disorder?
Yeah.
Okay. Bipolar disorder. By who?
Are you going to listen to it?
Bee Gees, I think it was. Bee Gees, I think.
Bee Gees? I see. No. Gideon. Gideon.
Hold on, let me see.
There's also Kaiser Disco. Okay. We're getting off topic. Who's next?
I think it's me.
Well, no, wait, hold on. Mike, how many minutes have you listened to Train?
I don't want to say it.
You're saying it because it's going to be over 3,000. Come on.
Hold on.
Is it actually over 3,000?
No, it's I had to change it. No, no, it's not. You spent a total of 892 minutes with them and just couldn't get enough of Hey Soul Sister.
That means, you know what? That means you listen to a lot of different music. Because mine was 2,600 minutes of Eminem. And that takes up just under 10% of my total minutes played.
All that elevating music?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So one artist is about 7% of my total minutes played. Crazy. Who wants to go? Pat?
Right, so this is top artist, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so sorry. My top artist, was Mayday Parade.
Hey, let's go.
And yeah, I was it was 0.1 in the top as well.
Oh my god.
So
sheesh.
With 2,166 minutes. So
Pat, we're gonna go to a Mayday Parade concert and we're gonna cry my god, what's that song? Oh, Miserable at Best.
Oh. Yeah. They're actually coming to my town in March, so I'm probably gonna go.
Yo, buy tickets. Buy tickets. We're gonna go.
We'll go.
Do an episode from there.
Yeah, live from the mosh pit.
And Mayday Parade.
It's Starland. Yeah, it's weird.
All right, Sarav, what you got for us?
Oh gosh, top artist was Justin Bieber.
Oh my god.
I was apparently in their top 2% of their listeners.
Okay, that's not bad.
Oh my god, you're in the top 2% of the believers.
Oh my god.
Apparently.
Justin Bieber, get this guy concert tickets.
Oh man. And I spent a total of 723 minutes with them and couldn't get enough of Stay with Justin Bieber.
Only 723 minutes, and that's already top 2%.
I know, right? Damn, do people not listen to Justin Bieber?
Damn. I mean, no, he's definitely, I think he's still like top 20. I'll look it up right now.
He's definitely like up there, though. Like way up.
I'm Team Selena.
Justin!
Team Selena.
Yeah, Team Selena for life.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Justin Bieber is number one in the world. 83 million monthly listeners, number one in the world.
83 million, damn.
Yes.
Yeah, wait, you're not joking?
I'm not joking.
Wait, no way. He's number one globally.
He's not number one.
Yeah,
that's a lot of believers.
I'm actually gonna look up Taylor Swift because she's number six. There it is.
Wow.
No way.
Who's number two?
I don't know. Would it be Drake or Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande might be up there. Yeah.
E-Swizzle.
Drake is number 11.
Wait, who's number two then? I'm really curious.
I'm trying to find
it. How do you not have a list? You have like...
Well, yeah, why are you searching it one by one?
I don't know where to find the list.
Just look at the link.
The interwebs.
There's no link.
Hold on. What are you searching?
I'm just going to search up top artists. I'm trying to guess.
What did you search up?
Nothing.
Artist 100 Billboard.
Yeah, that's
how do you not do this? All right, number one is Adele.
No.
No way.
Adele. No, I'm going by monthly listeners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Number two is Taylor Swift. Number three is Ed Sheeran. Number four is The Weeknd. Number five is Doja Cat. Number six is Luke Combs. Number seven is Drake. Number eight is Olivia Rodrigo, my girl.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
She's bring it up.
Adele's number four in the world in terms of monthly listeners.
Oh, in the world?
Wait, let me look up Post Malone.
Post Malone's probably not up there.
Yeah, he was. I just didn't say anything. He's number 15.
Then who would be number two for monthly listeners? There's no way it's Eminem, right?
No.
Nah.
No, he's like 20 something.
On Billboard, Post Malone is number 21.
And who'd you say was? You said number one was Adele, right?
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Wait, I'm going to do in the world Spotify so that it's.
Isn't Olivia Rodrigo that girl from like that High School Musical series?
Yep.
Of course.
I think she was in there.
Yep.
No, was
high
she?
School
was
musical, Glee? The musical, the series.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I can't believe they remade High School.
Wait, okay, so on Spotify, is this accurate? This isn't Spotify. According to chartmasters.org, number one is Drake. Number two is Ed Sheeran. Number three is Bad Bunny. Number four is Ariana Grande. Number five, The Weeknd. Number six is Justin Bieber.
I don't know.
I had him as number one.
This was last updated 11/30/21, so yesterday. Or 2 days ago? Yesterday.
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 Yo, Stay by the Kid LAROI and Justin Bieber's number two in the world.
Jeez. Yo, Sarav, that is actually bragging rights. You're in the top 2% for someone who is number six.
Oh my god.
I guess I'll put it on my resume.
No, because it's Justin Bieber, that is not bragging rights. Oh, by the way,
I don't know, man.
In terms of monthly listeners, Ed Sheeran is number two with just under 80.
Wait, what do you mean by multi listeners?
By monthly listeners.
Oh, monthly listeners.
Yeah, he has 79.8 million.
Oh, this is total.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Got it.
Yeah, so Ed Sheeran making moves.
The most streamed artist of all time is Drake. Yeah, okay.
I expect that, honestly.
Would you consider that mainstream?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Did we all go already?
Yeah, I think the last one is just the top artist, right? Top five?
Yeah, So I got from first to fifth, Eminem, Post Malone, Juice WRLD, Drake, and AJR. I am not sexist.
You what?
I'm not sexist. Those are all dudes. So yeah, I honestly expected AJR to be above Drake and Post Malone under that, actually.
But interesting.
Eminem is the GOAT. Prove me wrong.
He can
all
do
right,
it.
I'll go. Let's see. What's it called? My top. Yeah, number one was Mayday. Number two, Bad Bunny. Number three, Kanye. Number four is Weezer. Number five, Young Gravy.
Kanye.
Young Gravy.
Yeah.
Kanye. Wait, have you guys heard of that one song, Mr. Clean, by Young Gravy?
Yeah, I have.
Oh my god, it's so
I don't even know who Young Gravy is.
He's like a joke rapper. I don't know how to say. Yeah, but he had an album come out this year that was like really highly produced because he got famous, and it's pretty catchy.
He got famous because he was a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Wait, do you guys remember Lil Dicky?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What happened to Lil Dicky?
Well, one of his songs I really, really liked, and he ended up making. I think he stepped away from music and made a series.
Yeah, he has a show called Dave.
Yeah.
Which I heard is really? Pretty funny, to be honest.
Isn't that his actual name?
Yeah. Yeah, it's his real name,
Dave. Wait, is it? Does it have anything to do with like Dicky? Like anything or no?
Lil Dicky.
I think his name's Lil Dicky because it's a funny name.
That's like, a rap name.
Okay. You know, it's just, yeah, it speaks like, for itself.
Like, yeah. Like, does it have like anything to do with like his last name or something? Like Dave Dick or something?
His name's Richard. Okay.
His name's Richard? It's not even Dave? Okay.
No.
I'm pretty sure it's just referring to a small penis.
Yeah. That's funny. So, you want to go next?
No.
What do you mean? His name is David Andrew Bird.
B-U-R-D.
Bird is another.
His name is David Andrew Bird. Penis. Where'd you get Richard from?
Well, because like
people with the name Richard, their nickname is Dick.
Dick, yeah.
Oh no, yeah. His name is David Andrew Bird. That's why his like name is Dave. David Dave.
Right.
Yeah, but okay.
All right, who's up next?
All right, I'll go. Okay. All right, number one, you already know, the Biebs.
Uh-huh.
Number two was The Weeknd, apparently.
Ooh.
Yep. Three was AJR, surprisingly. It's that one John Bellion song. Number four was Ariana Grande. And number five was a Bollywood singer, whose name is Arijit Singh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ariana Grande, which one did you like by her?
I think it's like the last
God is a Woman.
God is a Woman. No, it was like, what's that one song? Not one song. Her last album was pretty good. So
she has been putting out great music for the past couple years.
Great content.
100%.
So mine is my number one is Train. My number two is Michael Bublé. Number three is Ed Sheeran. Number four is Mayday Parade.
Okay, and, Mike, here we go.
Yes, sir. Number five is Post Malone.
So, three of us have Post Malone.
The three of us have Post Malone?
He's wait, good. Really? Posty? Oh, damn.
Post Rob, did you have Post Malone?
I don't have Post Malone.
Oh, never mind. Two of us, but my bad. Wait, Pat, did you have Post Malone?
No, I didn't. I had, I guess, rappers, but I had Kanye.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Old Kanye or new Kanye?
Old Kanye. Kanye. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Donda, to be honest.
Neither was I.
Yeah. Hot take.
Yeah. Oh, great artist. Come on top. I will say, I did not expect Justin Bieber to be number one for monthly listeners.
Damn.
I didn't think 80 something million monthly listeners. Honestly, I'd still say that's kind of low.
80 million like, for monthly, though?
Yeah, because like you're thinking like over 300 million people in the U.S., only 80 million of them, and you're still not including everyone from Europe that probably listens to them, or like South America.
I mean, you also got like, the globe also.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I guess it's also the amount of people who have Spotify.
Yeah. That's wait, is it true. Spotify only, or is it just like...
Yeah.
It is. That's true. People do also use Apple Music. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah.
Crash.
Yeah, you're looking at just Spotify.
Yeah. Are you guys, are you guys content with your numbers or your picks?
Yeah,
I'm okay with it. Wait, how many people listen to Spotify? That's my question. If one monthly is at 80 million,
I'll check right now. Well, if you had to guess, what do you think it would be?
I'm gonna say like 300 million or 400 million.
How many people use Spotify? You said 400 million?
Yeah. Well, so Spotify, it's a Swedish company, right? I'm pretty sure.
No, really?
Oh, yes, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
they are. They have 286 million monthly active Spotify listeners. 130 million are Spotify premium subscribers. So not even half have Spotify premium. Spotify can lay claim to 36% of the global streaming market. Average hours spent listening to Spotify per month stands at 25 hours per month. 44% of users listen to Spotify on a daily basis, and over 50 million tracks are available on Spotify. So Spotify is producing big numbers.
Yeah.
Big, big, big numbers.
Wow. Wait, what's Apple Music at?
I actually just started typing.
Did you actually?
I'm sure it's probably another 30%.
72 million people subscribe to Apple Music as of June 2020. So that's not even half. Wow.
Wow.
Well, I mean, Spotify is, you know, it's really, personally, I think it's a lot easier to use than Apple Music.
And I mean, Spotify's also, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying that because all I do is like songs and then I listen to my liked playlists. I don't make playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And also Spotify is free versus Apple Music. You have to pay for it.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is listen to like an ad every like 4 or 5 songs in Spotify. And it's only like 30 seconds. Want to break from the ads? Want to break from the ads? Get Spotify Premium now.
And cue the advertisement now.
Oh, man. And what's it called? There was also the student one, the student premium. The student discount for premium, I think it was.
Yeah, where you got, was it Hulu included?
Hulu.
It was trash Hulu, though.
Like, you didn't watch the ads. No, not just that, but you didn't have access to everything that Hulu had.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Wait, wow. Really?
No, they have a Hulu Premium subscription.
I
thought Hulu Premium was just no ads.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They have, you unlock a lot of stuff, too. Wait, does Netflix have that or no? A premium?
No.
Well, I know they do. They have for 4K. HD.
Yeah,
4K.
Yeah, if you get the highest one, you get 4K and, like, unlimited screens, I think.
That's just the quality, but I think he's talking about like actual shows.
I'm guessing now. If you just have a regular Netflix account, you have access to everything.
You got access to everything.
And then like the other thing you can do is having a certain number of listeners or watchers on your account.
Yep.
Yeah. I was actually very much debating on getting the pack. I think it was ESPN, Disney Plus, and Hulu.
Yep.
What was it like? $13.99 a month or $12.99 a month?
Like $14 something, I think.
$14.99 maybe. That's not bad. I mean, Disney Plus is already up to $7.99 a month, and I could have sworn it was at $5.99 at some point.
Inflation, that's man, it's pretty real.
Yeah, inflation, bro. Disney, bring it back down, man. Like, you don't gotta do this to us. Like, we just out here trying to be entertained when we're not listening to podcasts such as Nickel for Your Thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's watch Marvel, Pixar. What else? Marvel, Pixar. What else is that? Disney Plus? Disney.
Star Wars.
Star Wars. There we go.
National Geographic.
National Geographic. Bro, we love seeing people. People. We love seeing animals in the wild. People in the wild. A bunch of seals in the wild, yeah. We have one right here, but all the rest of the seals in the wild.
Wild and untamed.
Wild and untamed. It's great going through Spotify. I'm surprised how different you guys are listening to music than I do.
Yeah, well, especially you, Pat.
Damn, that punk playlist.
I didn't realize Pat was a... Pat listened to punk.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It's like, Pat, what instruments do you play?
I play guitar, I guess bass, drums, and a little piano.
Right, so, like, I don't know if it's true, but it seems like a lot of people who play, like, guitar and drums, they will listen to, like, more punk music because it involves more instruments.
Yep.
As opposed to other types of music such as pop or hip-hop.
Right, yeah. So that's, like, my biggest turnoff to, like, a lot of, like, I guess rap music. I mean, it was definitely on my top list, but, like, unless they're good, like lyrically, like I'm not gonna listen to it. Like the mumble rap, like I hate that. Like there's nothing there for me. It's like I don't care about the instrumental and I don't care about the lyrics. Like
in high school, I listened to music solely that was solely created with instruments.
Really?
So yeah, if it didn't have instruments in it, I wasn't listening to it.
So just acoustics.
Yeah, I'm definitely the same way. I prefer listening to like the songs live. Actually, I like listening to the instrument. You know that much.
I just heard Aaron's bark.
Me too.
All right.
So is that a place. Is that
a good place to end? Yeah, I think that's a wrap.
He called it. Aries called it at the end. Then
Aries called it at the end. Yeah, bring him in.
I'm not bringing him. I'll bring him in one day, and he'll blow everyone's eardrums out with a bark. I'll have to turn the gain down on my mic.
Just put the mic in his mouth and just go woof.
I will do that. The thing is, he'll start sniffing it and licking it, and I don't want that.
ASMR.
Especially not. No, not for this brand new mic. Please don't hurt my mic. I just got it. All right. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. We have been Nickel for Your Thoughts, and it's been a pleasure entertaining any way possible. And until next week, we will talk to you all later. Peace out.
Peace.
Deuces. Peace.